Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. For more than a century, artificial lighting has increased the safety and efficiency of our lives, but at a cost. And as Robin Macaluso, associate professor of chemistry at the University of Northern Colorado, explains, when it comes to cutting our energy consumption, LEDs are the next bright idea.
Light is a fundamental and natural resource that most of us probably take for granted. We depend on daylight with every sunrise. But most of us also rely on artificial light when we switch on a lamp to read, or the incandescent lights in our offices. And just turning on light switches accounts for 10% of energy consumption in the U.S. Light-emitting diodes, commonly known as LEDs, have the potential to cut domestic light energy use in half. We've already integrated some LEDs into society. Just look at holiday lights or modern flashlights. Newer street lights, traffic signals, and even some newer light bulbs contain LEDs. So how do LEDs differ from conventional light sources? Perhaps the most distinguishing feature is that they typically produce monochromatic light, that is, light of one color, such as red or yellow. A second defining feature of LEDs is that they produce light in one direction. And this inherent advantage means that LED light does not get lost within the light fixture or to some other direction. LEDs also tend to last a long time, even in cold weather, and they turn on instantly. So it's easy to see how LEDs would be great for use in street lights, under cabinet lighting, or even as a reading light. So what are the problems that researchers around the world are tackling? A couple of things that they study are packaging materials around the LED and phosphor coatings to produce the white light. In my research, we are interested in exploring new materials that have the potential to produce colored light. More specifically, we're focusing on certain mineral structures where we can make minor tweaks to the chemical structure. By synthesizing new materials and measuring their physical properties, we hope to contribute novel LED sources for a brighter future.
That was Robin Macaluso of the University of Northern Colorado. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.